This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, against Pakistan following Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. He said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh informed about the incident that happened in Pahalgam and the actions taken by the Indian government in the CCS meeting. He said the government has also expressed its intention to take more stringent action today.
सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने एक ही आवाज में कहा है कि सरकार जो भी कदम उठाएगा साथ देंगे ये भी सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने कहा है और मीटिंग पॉजिटिव नोट में समाप्त हुई और मैं मानता हूं कि आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण ऑल पार्टी बैठक में जो हमने स्पिरिट अडॉप्ट किया है कि एकजुट होकर के लड़ाई लड़ेंगे आतंकवाद के खिलाफ वो आगे भी जारी रहेगा.
Talking to media after attending the meeting, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said everyone condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and opposition has given full support to the government to take any action. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the conspirators of Pahalgam terror attack will get a punishment far bigger than they can imagine. He said terrorism will not go unpunished. He said that every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done and the entire nation is firm in this resolve. Speaking at a public gathering in Madhubani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister said that the country's spirit will never be broken by terrorism.
I say to the whole world, India will identify, track and punish every terrorist and their backer. We will pursue them to the ends of the earth. India's spirit will never be broken by terrorism. Terrorism will not go unpunished. Every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done. The entire nation is firm in this resolve. Everyone who believes in humanity is with us. I thank the people of various countries and their leaders who have stood with us in this time.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the cordon laid by joint forces of the army and Jammu and Kashmir police has been further widened and tightened in the Bazipura Kulnar forest area following the pre-drawn exchange of heavy gunfire in North Kashmir's Bandipora district today. Earlier, a gunfight broke out between terrorists and security forces after a cordon and search operation was launched based on specific intelligence inputs regarding the presence of terrorists in the dense forest area. According to police sources, as the joint team of the police and army approached the suspected location, the hiding terrorists opened fire, triggering a fierce exchange of gunfire. So far, there have been no reports of any casualties or injuries on either side. The operation is underway. North Sikkim administration has informed that huge landslides have occurred at Munchingtang on Lachin Chungtang Road and Lema Bob on Lachung Chungtang Road. Continuous rainfall is being reported across North Sikkim. The road up to Chungtang remains open. However, due to heavy rain, it is not accessible during night time. In light of this situation, no permits for North Sikkim will be issued today. In light of this situation, no permits for North Sikkim will be issued. All previously issued permits stand cancelled with immediate effect. Tour operators are requested to take note and inform travellers accordingly. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over northwest India during the next 3 to 4 days. According to IMD, heat wave conditions will continue over west Madhya Pradesh, west Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi and east Rajasthan till the 29th of this month. Similar conditions are expected over Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Sikkim, Odisha, Madhya, Maharashtra, Marathwada and Telangana till tomorrow. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at the MA Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai from 7:30 p.m. this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.